Talking today. I don't want to be done. Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Danieltown Planning Commission. This is Wednesday, May 17th, 7 p.m. Wasatch County Services Building, 55 South 500 East in Heber City. Item one is public comments. So if there's anyone that has comments that they would like to make for something that's not on the agenda, now's the time.
I just have a clarification question. So I'm sure many of you have been approached by that lot that came from for sale on 3000 that belongs to Charles Stewart.
Charles Schultz.
Is that the 1 acre lot?
It's 3.7 acres.
Oh. So it's the one by Dixon's?
Yes. It's the one where the house burned down in 2000.
To the west of Dixon's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next to the...
Oh, and also...
Yeah.
Can we get your name?
My name is Trevin Grant.
Okay.
Trevin Grant.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe just for clarification so I understand. So Daniels was incorporated in 05, right, and adopted an RA5 zoning, correct? Prior to that, it was kind of a mixed bag of RA.
That's incorrect.
No. Okay.
Yeah, the county made RA5. We accepted that zoning when we became a town. It was already RA5 in the county.
Okay.
And not in 2005.
Okay. Just looking at their past zoning maps, it went from RA1 to RA2/RA3, then to RA is how they've got it on their zoning maps, but. If you guys say that, that's how you adopted it. So you guys just adopted it that way, and the whole town is RA5, correct?
Most of the town is.
And any non-conforming lots at the time were just considered non-conforming, and that I guess non-conforming that hadn't been built on were considered, you guys considered them just non-conforming and not allowed to build. They were under basically 5 acres.
Well, a non-conforming means that it was built on, and that's what that house would have been doing in the RA5 zone.
Yeah.
It was non-conforming, but it continued that use.
Okay.
So just because the zone change doesn't stop you from using that the way it is. What happens is if that use stops for longer than a year, then it has to now conform with the new zoning.
If the use stops for a year.
Yep.
Okay. So that's a... Okay, well, I understand that. So what are you guys' plan? I mean, there's probably a handful of these non-conforming lots that have not been built on. Is there a plan in the future for those, or just leave them as be, or?
That's you guys' question.
Is there some kind of vision for those, I guess it would be? I tried to count them, I counted about 9, but I mean, I don't, some of them being farm field, some of them look even different than that, like they probably were meant to be residential, but
some of them
yeah.
Gary?
Well, one thing is, was it a lot of record? Was it legally subdivided?
So I went to the, here's what I found. You guys know Jim Ritchie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He's the one who subdivided, I wouldn't call it a subdivide, there was a meets and bounds description created on these. He bought a 20 acre parcel at the time and just kind of, which was common for the time from what I've gathered, and just separated one lot at a time. It wasn't, so as of a lot of record, however you are defining that, I would say no, but they did pay, I mean there was an APN created, taxes started on it, and I mean they paid taxes as a lot on that particular lot. So I'm not sure how you guys define a lot of record.
It's been defined as a lot of record certificate that was issued from the county.
Usually from a subdivider, right? Like
yeah, if it was legally subdivided, they would have issued that certificate.
Yeah.
Usually, I can't say they did always.
they issued a certificate.
That says it was a lot of record.
Okay, which I don't think happened for that one. It was just created and it got a number, and which was probably common for a lot of lots at that time.
We have a lot of lot of record certificates, so if they shortchanged the system and didn't go through the right process, they didn't get their certificate. If you went through the legal process, that's when you get your certificate.
So if you guys, so if you can find a lot of record, and you guys would recognize that and allow it as a non-conforming lot to be able to be built on, is that
so this board, this board's the wrong one to ask.
That's a commissioner.
That's a council.
Oh, councilman.
Yeah. We only enforce the code. This board enforces the code.
Maybe back to my previous question, is there a plan for these non-conforming lots that have not been built on for future?
Not a formal plan. We've taken them one at a time on an individual basis.
Okay.
And I can't think of any that have been approved, but there may have been some before I was here.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're obviously asking, can someone build on that lot?
Well, I know your answer
right?
to that is no at this time. I mean, but I guess I don't understand.
Unless you can show that it was a lot of record in the conforming lot, then you'd have to ask that.
Then there would be consideration. That doesn't guarantee a yes.
And in my conversation with the county surveyor, he basically said at that point in time, he highly doubts that there was a lot of record for that lot, how it was created. So that just leaves it. Well, that kind of begs it. Like how do you, I guess, is there, I ask you, there's no current plan for those. Like how, what would motivate you guys to come up with a plan for lots like this?
I don't know, maybe, which it would not be me or probably many others because we could run out of town, but if the zoning changed to be smaller, then at some point possibly it could be buildable, but you definitely can't plan on that happening.
I mean, eventually there will be, the sewer will come and that's what the main thing is, 5 acres per septic. And so they're not approving lots that are less than 5 acres. That's why the county went to RA5, because of the pristine water classification in the valley. It will handle one septic per 5 acres.
My understanding is it's already under contract.
Yeah, that's me. So, but I'm in my due diligence period into the question, so.
Good man.
So,
definitely
yeah.
Do that.
What's that?
I said definitely do that.
Yeah, and that's what I was just hoping there was some kind of vision from the city, but it sounds like it's just an uphill battle. Do you guys recognize the state law of boundary line adjustments?
15 years or so.
To bring it into conformity? So for example, like if there was a neighboring lot like that had 10 acres per se, so if that one's 1.7, buying 1.3 acres from that one, adjusting the, have you guys approved anything like that? Or?
We have done some boundary adjustments through the engineering.
So it is amicable?
That we've done some.
Okay.
Yeah, amicable lot line adjustments.
As long as you're...
If you can comply with the R5 zoning,
that's what I'm saying.
If you bring yours to 5 acres,
yeah,
and you're leaving at least 5 acres on the other one.
Yeah.
There's not
10.
Likely going to be resistance to that.
Okay.
Not a guarantee until you see the whole thing, but.
Okay. Like in my experience, I've seen other counties and municipalities grandfather some of these lots in. Was that ever considered? I mean, these were subdivided at the time when the zoning was.
I had a lengthy conversation with your realtor about this.
Thomas?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think you should call him.
I've talked to him and Lane, yeah.
Okay, well, I had a lengthy conversation with him.
Okay. Does it address anything I brought up or?
Every single thing you brought up.
Okay.
He is well aware of. He's had 25 people call my office, and now he knows exactly what's going on, and he was quoting our code and quoting everything. So he's well aware of all of the issues surrounding that property.
I think he's just trying to get it along so it can be buildable.
Absolutely.
I think he's trying to cause you harm or anything.
I think he's trying to.
He maybe doesn't agree with you.
I think he's trying to make some money. I'm just saying. He's well aware of everything.
Thanks for your input. Yeah, I've talked to him in Lane. These are some of the questions he and I come up with. So.
Okay.
Good. All right.
Anybody?
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay. Let's move to item number 2, which after the earlier meeting, are we the Planning Commission like to make a recommendation to the Town Council that they send a letter to UDOT to approve that second exit?
Do you need something from us to do that?
No.
Town Council?
I think it would be nice.
Yeah. Okay.
They don't need it, but it would be good.
I would, as a council or a commission, would recommend that we support a letter to UDOT for another access to Highway 189 for that corner lot and that development because of safety issues with the congestion at the transfer station.
Okay, would you like to make that a motion?
Yes.
So that we can get that down and...
You didn't call for a motion, but I'll do it if you want me to.
I know.
I would like to make a motion that we recommend to the Town Council to support a letter to UDOT requesting an additional access to Highway 189 for the potential Danforth development.
Okay.
I'll second that. I don't think I'd use the word additional because right now there is no access. So it would be the access. Create an access.
Okay, are you all right with that change?
Yeah.
Second still stands?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, call for the vote.
Ian, yes.
Horner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Waite, yes. Okay, motion carries. Let's move to item 3, which is the building permit for CMC. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to help facilitate the conversation. I don't know if you guys have anything in your packets.
We don't have anything. So we don't know what we're approving.
Then, let me show you some beautiful pictures that were taken last week of the plant in Finland. So those are pine trees from Finland. Just want to give you guys
They're beautiful.
They are beautiful.
When you get the berm planted, it will look the same here, right?
That's the intent.
The berm is there. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful berm.
We are not bringing those trees all the way.
Can they just package you with the plant?
They would die on the
water. Tell them you bought the picture.
USDA would stop it before it got into the port, and then we'd have a delay.
We have an agricultural problem. That's a good picture, Sean.
Yeah. Looks like their snow hasn't melted either.
No. We sent two of our guys over there 3 weeks ago, and it was snowing.
So one thing to note on this that is we were able to enclose more. You don't really see anything. I think it's going to be very hard for most people to recognize that this is a concrete batch plant unless they see the mixer truck drive underneath it and make the assumption that there's concrete in that barrel. This is a design used throughout Northern Europe, especially in Finland, Sweden, and Norway, especially designed to handle the climate. And that was one of our largest concerns in coming up to the valley here was your longer and colder winters. I know the batch plants up here have struggled, and it took decades to sort of figure out how to handle the temperature differences. This was meant to be there in those temperature differences. That's why it was designed in Norway and Finland. Those bins that you see, Taylor, if you can point out the ag bins up in this area here, those are steamed. There's a steam generator in one of those, I guess you can't see the container, it'd be on the side. There's a steam generator in one of those containers right there. That one right there, if you go back to the other picture, Taylor, that steams the aggregates, the sand and the rock. Even the conveyor itself, you'll see the angular conveyor coming up. You can't tell it's a conveyor. The materials won't be exposed to the climate. It's inside.
Which will help with dust. That was one of the major comments.
Yeah, the dust on this. I mean, this style of plant is packed right into the middle of congested cities in Northern Europe, and people drive by it and don't really even know what's going on there until they see the mixer truck drive out. So everything is self-contained. These are all insulated containers. You don't really see anything but outside exterior walkways. The other thing that we were able to do with the design from the initial sketch of it was, this is lower. We had 75 feet planned. Taylor, can you tell us what we squished it down to?
This is in metrics. I think it was around 55.
I could translate. What's the
metric? Don't quote me.
Okay.
Am I being recorded?
What's the what's
how many meters?
Let's see. We are 40. We're 40 foot 3 inches. They did it for us right here. You can see. Oh, down here.
40 foot three.
To the top of the silos, which is the.
So you can drop your berm.
You may not see it from a lot of places. You can probably sneak a peek down past the Coleman's older home there. Or at the end of 390, you'll see it if you're on the Heber side, the Wasatch County side. You most likely will not see this from 3,000. So we were able to take 20 feet out of this original design doing this. So the silos, are they in there as well?
Yes, that's what the tall, that's 43. The plant itself is only 38. 39 feet.
So the plan that you guys sent me shows 39 feet, 2 7/8 inches on the silo.
Yeah, there might be some fudge factor in that millimeter.
Some feet out of it. It's all, go back to the photos, Taylor, it's all the medium gray color we discussed here. You won't see a lot of white inside those bins. That doesn't have the lids on them yet. So there you go, there's the plant. It's very small and concise. If we were ever needing to expand it, we'd come back here to ask you for another building permit. We would simply be adding this same stacked structure on the side. So it would just be a matched mirror image of each other. We don't have plans to do that. But this should do somewhere around 200 yards per hour of concrete. Yes.
So when you enclose all that stuff, does that act as an insulator or a resonator for sound?
Insulator.
Okay.
Yeah. The mixer itself, Taylor, you have a photo of the mixer.
I sure do.
There's a mixer, inside insulated walls.
Okay.
That's a twin shaft mixer made in Germany. That is a different style of mixing concrete, not that it may matter to any of you here unless you buy concrete, than you would find anywhere in the U.S. except for maybe a pre-mix plant, or a pre-cast plant, rather. But it's commonly used throughout Northern Europe. It will take all of your materials, sand, water, the rock, the cement, the fly ash, to a complete homogeneous state in 95 seconds. There's two large motors in there with shafts and paddles that move the concrete in different directions simultaneously. So it will be a lot quieter than your normal batch plant as well.
Eric, is there anything from engineering or anything else we should know about this?
So we went over the plans, and Right now, staff is recommending approval of the building permit subject to engineering, for the engineering is not back yet, the fire letter, and approved lighting plan, because in the, there's no lighting plan in what we have, but we're recommending approval with those three items, then we would issue the permit when those three items are complete.
Okay, call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve CMC's building permit subject to those three conditions that we just outlined.
I'll second.
Okay, do you have those three conditions, Kim? Okay. All right. Any discussion? Okay, call for the vote.
Yeah, yes.
Horner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we'll move to item four, which is a accessory building that Todd Wall has requested, and it's in excess of 1,500 feet. So, I guess I would accept a motion to have that, or set that public hearing. My suggestion would be the next Planning Commission meeting. But it's up to you, so I'll call for a motion.
Is there anything, Todd?
Yes.
I haven't seen the plans for what you're proposing here, other than it's bigger than 1,500.
Just a storage shed to put my camp trailer, horse trailer, store hay on the one side.
Okay. So there's nothing that, like, besides the size of it, that we need to try to resolve before the public, or to answer for public?
No, that would be a decent looking building. It's just a whole style broker. Just trying to clean up a little. Some things under cover after that big winter, I get tired of shoveling roofs off.
What's the address?
271 Little Sweden.
Okay. How high are you planning on going, Todd?
Oh, I don't have it in front of me. I think the walls are 16.
It's just big and long, basically.
It's just a yeah. Open wings on the side to put hay and things on.
Okay. That is all stuff that we'll discuss in the public hearing. So
I was just wondering if we wanted to resolve and have some answers before we
take a quick look.
Public hearing. If you bought two of them, will they give you a good deal?
Oh, yeah.
Put one on the are we setting two public hearings?
North.
There's no good deals out
north.
There.
North.
24.5 feet is the height.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we set a public hearing for the conditional use permit for the Todd Wall accessory structure at our next meeting, whatever date that is, in June.
June 21.
I will second that motion.
Okay. Any discussion? Call for the vote.
Union, yes.
Horner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, our next item is business license renewals. And we have a list of those here. So it's Smitty Small Engine Repair, Raptor K Construction, Daniels Creek Construction, Kohler Custom Rifles, Larson Grounds Maintenance, Out West Accounting and Tax Services, and Bush Family Farm. Are there any? Have there been any complaints on any of those?
No.
Not. Okay. All right. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve each of the stated business license renewals.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All right. Call for the vote.
Again, yes.
Horner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. OK, Okay, motion passes. We'll move to item six, which is Jimmy Webb building permit application. So do we have anything from...
So this is an agricultural building. The setbacks are met. The only thing that we need done, let me get to my paper here. We are recommending approval subject to the completion of the application. The application has not been filled out completely.
Okay.
So there's just some things there, but everything else checks out.
What are we waiting for on the application?
So the application is, it just didn't get filled out all the way on the ag. On the ag, you go through and we have them do the questionnaire from the state that says that it is an ag. And so they just missed all the yes nos.
So you just skipped a page?
Yeah, we just need this filled out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we approve it and all of a sudden those ag things come out not knowing, you know.
Then it wouldn't be approved.
Right.
The application has to be completed.
Well, they complete it, but.
Yeah, but if they answer
the
next one,
if they answer
then it's
the
not
question.
An ag building.
Yeah, if they answer the questions wrong, then it's not an ag building and they'd have to apply as a regular building.
I think I would suggest we move that to the agenda next month until that application's complete.
Can I answer them right now? That's me. I missed the page, I guess. I didn't see yes.
Fill it out. Let's move down to seven.
Okay, we'll do that. Number seven is the Chip Polvorde building permit application. And what do we have on that one, Eric?
So this is the conditional use that we passed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now the plans have been submitted. The height is within what the conditional use was for. Everything checked out. What we're doing is recommending approval, subject again to engineering, power, fire, irrigation letter, and the health department. So those four items for those letters to come back.
Okay.
This is the California guy with the dirt bikes inside of his head.
Yeah.
Gigantic.
And what is his type of building that he's asking for?
It's an accessory structure.
Accessory, okay.
Yeah.
That's why it's going to engineering.
Right.
How big?
13,000 something.
Yeah.
Has anything changed on the plan?
Nothing
we
changed.
Saw?
No.
My perspective's changed.
Okay.
Call for a motion.
A motion to approve the Chip Polvorde. Richard, that's our building permit application. Still subject to the board.
Okay. Have a second.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, call for the vote.
Again, yes. Horner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, we'll move to item eight, which is the Haraldson second building permit application. Do you have anything on that, Eric?
So the only thing we have left on this is engineering building that
No.
Okay, so we still need to add engineering, but they came through a second submittal that took care of a ton of the things that we had on the list. Second submittal, all we're looking for is irrigation plan letter from WICWIP, irrigation work right approval. So this is, as you know, with half of that property that's gonna be in an easement or a conservation easement basically is how do we, normally in a commercial, they'll turn those shares over to the town and we hold those shares so they can't be sold off the property. This is such a large portion, half the property, that I think what we're looking at is being a co-signer on those shares. So they can't sell them, and of course the town can't sell them by law, but we're looking at being a co-owner on those shares so that they stay with the property. Normally we would just take those shares and the town would be the holder. But in this situation, we're half of the property.
Do we know what they're doing with the other half of that property in the water?
It just says it'll be maintained.
Remind me which one this is.
This is the indoor storage
on Highway 40.
Yeah, it's practically done already.
No, you're looking about the Trinnell. This one has.
Okay, all right, thank you.
And he did turn over his water, Trinnell did. Okay. His is at full build out. He's only on first phase right now, and he will go to full build out. This one has that conservation on it, so it will never be built on it until the town and the owner agree.
Okay.
I have a completed application.
We'll go back to that one as soon as we finish this one.
Okay, so that's all we're looking at is engineering and irrigation, water right approval, and irrigation letter from WICWEP. I assume that WICWEP's still writing those letters for Daniel Irrigation at this point. I'm not sure about whoever.
They have to either get it from WICWEP or Daniel Irrigation.
Yes, either way, irrigation plan's got to be submitted.
Okay.
Why not wait until that's done?
You can.
We're not holding anything up. That's still pending, right?
Yeah.
Seems odd to partially approve.
Fire still has comments.
I would make a motion that we postpone voting on this building permit for the Haraldson property until engineering, fire, all of those letters have been approved.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? I'll call for the vote.
Again, yes.
Warner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, let's return to item 6, which is the Jimmy Webb building permit. You had a chance to.
They're all circled. We're on board. It's an
agricultural. Wait, you circled A on all of those, and the answers were B.
Yeah.
Good multiple choice. 50-50
shot. I have a funny story about that.
So this is on the highway corridor, on 40. So we recommend approval for Knight Building. And the only reason that's even coming to you guys is because it was so close to the meeting.
Okay.
Why not let you guys decide?
Well, and you had to get him to come and answer the rest of the questions so we could get it approved. So thank you.
Which is the time we tell you there's opening on boards. Please sign up.
Okay. You have a motion on this?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we issue the building permit application for the Jimmy Webb building.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Call for the vote.
Ian, yes.
Horner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes.
Good.
Okay, we are on to item 9, which is Matthew McMillan building permit application. So, Eric, what do we have on that one?
So this is a unique piece of property, the parcels.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
We haven't seen it. So
the parcels actually show two different parcels on this piece of property. And so this is what that property looks like.
Where is it?
Where?
So this would be the house. And then this property comes around.
It's on Daniel Road.
It's right on Daniel Road.
The bottom part is?
Yeah, this is Daniel Road.
There's no reference.
We're on the west side of Daniel Road.
You want me to hold it up north? Is that better?
So you got Daniel Road across the top.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you're on the west of Daniel Road then.
And so because these have two different parcel numbers and we want to build the barn here, there's no residence on that parcel. So you can't build a secondary structure without the residents being on there first, according to our code.
And I can't find a principal use for it. I mean, not that's not a big stretch anyways for that building.
How far south is this on Daniel Road?
Three houses up from the 3000. So.
Okay. Okay.
Three south or three north? Three north.
So that's pretty close to where that garage is. Who's got his semi-truck shop back there? Is that pretty close?
Who's that? North, that's south.
This would be just between it's the old Price property. So we had Mervyn on one side, Marvin on the other. And our house is where the parents lived, and whenever they divided up the property.
Are you talking about Smitty Small Engine Repair?
Like, no, he's about across the street from there.
Yeah, I think he's just down 3,000 a little bit on there.
Yeah. I didn't wonder if that was a shop.
So what are the issues again with the code on this?
So the code says that you can't have an accessory structure before the main house is on. And so if you look at that, this parcel doesn't have a main structure on it.
So when I bought it, bought it as a property, I knew at some point it was two parcels, but it didn't really mean much, right, at that point in time. Obviously right now it means quite a bit, especially because I've got contractors lined up for end of next week, so we didn't think there was going to be any issue here.
So the shaded...
The house is on this parcel.
Is on or is not?
Is on this
is
parcel.
On.
So how did you can't go in and do a boundary lot line adjustment and make it be one lot?
That's what we're looking at.
So it seemed like you could do either a lot line adjustment or, you know, depending on you know, the commission's feeling on a development agreement. It seems like the only two routes that I can see to move it in an expedited way.
I feel better about him combining the two.
Well, I don't think we can okay it how it is. So.
Well, I think if you guys want to recommend to the council on a development agreement that will state that this is one lot, that we can move forward with that and it'll go to the council, because that'll be legislative action. And we can move it forward that way. And it'll be faster than trying to get the thing done at the county.
Only issue, my only urgency with it is that if I don't get it built in the next, basically if these guys can't start in the next few weeks, then 2 weeks or so, then I'm pushed off to the fall. My current shop where I've got all my tools and stuff got this, the roof got crushed in over the winter. And so, not crushed enough for insurance to cover it, but crushed.
Talk to Larry right here about that.
Yeah. I know anything about it. Yeah. So that's our only urgency. So any help I can get to move this along, I'd really appreciate. I'm not trying to do anything weird.
I'm not familiar with how that works. So.
So basically he's sending a document that the council approves, saying that he agrees that this is one parcel or one lot, and there can't be sold separately.
And that the county will.
So we make a recommendation.
We make a recommendation
to the council.
Yeah, and I mean, I would rather see the lot actually combined, but given the time constraints, I think that I'm fine with doing that. I don't know how you guys feel.
I would, if you're calling for a motion, I would do one.
I will call for a motion.
I would make a motion that we recommend to the town council that they approve a lot consolidation to bring these two parcels into one lot, which would then allow him an accessory building because there is a home existing once those are combined.
Okay, are those the correct words, or should it say a development agreement?
I don't know.
Should say development agreement.
Development agreement? To do what?
To do what you just said.
It's exactly what you said, but the development agreement is signed by the city. And so that's this document will take place prior.
Okay.
And it will forever be that. So it does the same thing, it's a legislative action. So
that's called a what?
Development agreement.
Okay, so I will make a motion that we approve a development agreement comprising the two lots listed in Mr. McMillan. Mr. McMillan's two properties.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
So it can't happen until the next town council meeting at the beginning of June, and you can't start building before then.
Yeah, I think I can make that work. Okay. So I really appreciate this.
That's pretty positive before you even read it.
Right. Well, you know, I'm assuming this is all in the up and up here, right? Okay. I'm not signing over my personal warranty or anything like that, but
right. Well, we all want to get rid of them.
Yeah, you don't want to.
Call for the vote?
McGinn, yes.
Horner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, let's move to item 10, which is Larry Ward building permit application. And I'll ask Eric again what he's got on that one.
It's your turn, finally.
Okay, we recommend approval subject to engineering, fire, and power. Those three items are not complete yet, but he's ready to go.
Can we see what it looks like? Do you mind, Larry? Now, is it a carport again or a garage this time?
It's a garage. This shows height and so on. Looks to the house.
So it's not detached.
Do you have those?
Yes.
So he had a carport there and it got squished in the snow. And I mean squished. I have pictures if you want to see it. So that's right where the carport was before.
Yeah. It'll be slightly wider because it's a two-car garage.
So this is the site plan with the height and everything on it in compliance with the house.
Yeah.
What's the time frame on engineering, fire, and everything else in this one?
We don't know what the time frame is. The engineering just checks everything as we send them to them. So it just will come back. So
the engineering review on this one's done. We have no issues. Okay. The only issue was fire, which I can speak with you after the meeting. The fire department uses their own website that you have to upload all of your plans to for their review.
I don't know my plans for the fire department.
Yeah, you gotta upload them to their website. They use My City Inspect. We can go after this meeting. I can work with you. It's just to make sure you pay their fire fee.
I would just work with Amelia.
They just want your fire.
And then you also said power?
Yeah.
For Heber Light has
Heber Light and power will assess if it's an upgrade. If there is, then there's an impact fee.
We'll find out if three outlets and a light bulb, old light bulb was there, so. Whatever Heber Light and power wants to do.
You want a motion?
Yes, I'd like a motion.
I'll make a motion that we extend Larry Ward's building permit based on
extend or approve
fire and
approve, sorry.
Thank you.
Approve based on the okay from fire and power. We don't wait on this one.
I will second that.
Okay, any discussion?
No, again, yes.
Okay.
Warner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, next one would be the Reggie Kohler building permit application.
When we get to the planner report, we don't expect it to slow down either.
Perfect. Okay, Reggie's adding on to his house. See you?
Nope.
Oh, he could make it tonight.
Address?
He can make it tonight. So it's on, it's 201 3000 South, 201 West.
The yellow
house,
right?
No.
The White House.
White.
Yeah. Well, it's changed colors because all the siding and the roof have come off of it today.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's back to its original siding and.
I say we postpone this. Yeah.
You want to go look? Yeah. Well, that's just the existing house. This is an addition.
Yeah. So it changes that lot quite a bit. The only thing we have is, again, is the engineering, fire, health, and power.
That's the words carport.
Okay.
We are recommending approval subject to those four items.
What were the four?
Engineering, power, fire, and
engineering hasn't been approved?
Health.
No, we sent him his review letter. There were a few things that we needed him to fix and resubmit.
Then the health department probably has to approve septic, whether it's adequate or has to change.
They're moving the septic, so it's being redone right now.
They're working with Tracy on that still.
Okay. All right, could I have a motion?
I'm not sure I want to make a motion if engineering's not approved.
Talking about a couple technicalities, documentation was, what are you talking about, engineering?
We need to see structural calculations. They just submitted their structural plans, their architecture plans. There's a few things that we need to see to review, and there might be more comments after that review.
Right. The question is, though, is there anything that would change? I mean, if the structural approvals come through, this board's not qualified to decide whether those are valid or not. So I can't see that there's a reason to hold it here, you know, if it's going to go through the engineer to be approved for that reason.
They're all technical changes that
we want to verify. Yeah, all the setbacks are met. Everything that you guys would look at is met. That's why we recommend approval.
Okay. In that case, would you like to change your motion?
I didn't make one.
Okay. I'll motion that we approve the Reggie Kohler building permit application.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Call for the vote.
Again, yes.
Horner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay. Item 12, planner report.
Any questions?
Perfect.
Don't know whether I saw it in here or not.
Is it in there?
Yeah.
There you go. In case you don't know, we've been busy. You saw your agenda. The cut permits on Mill Road and up in Storm Haven are being replaced, cut out and replaced. Other than that, I think you guys are up to speed on everything else unless you have questions on it. Water lines in at CMC?
All the way through?
All the way through.
They were pretty quick on that.
It was really quick.
Like, less than a week.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for state approval and their back T tests.
On their water.
Mm-hmm. But they've started general grading, site grading.
Did you say when that batch thing shows up?
I think he said next week.
No, I think he said July.
Oh, I thought he told us tonight he wanted to start next week.
Oh.
Well, they got to pour the foundation.
Oh, okay, yeah. But I'm saying their batch plant doesn't show up till July.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants to start next week.
Okay. Anything else?
No, but I think that looks fine.
Okay. Next item is engineering report.
I don't have anything. It was just the CMC update that I was going to provide you with.
Okay. Item 14, meeting minutes. We have 3 months worth of minutes. Does anyone have any changes?
What's the final report of the Champlain City Action Water with State Engineer? Estimate?
For the what?
Water with State Engineer estimate.
Oh, so what we did is we looked at how much the town would require to get turned in for a domestic hookup. And so typically what everybody in the state has done is set two, because that figure comes from the Division of Drinking Water, who states that if you have a water system, this is how much you have to have in storage. And so the number has been two. That's been challenged in court. And so now what we're doing is we're waiting. We turned in an application to convert one over. We're waiting for that to come back and see what the engineer says it's worth, the state engineer. And then we'll make our assessment on our system. And so every system will be different in the state on how much they use. And so I was talking to an attorney down in St. George at the water conference, and I'm like, well, what if you're in rural Utah, you have animals, what about fire protection, what about, and he's like, all those things you have to consider. So it's still pretty open, but that's what that's about. We're working through that to see what the state engineer is actually going to, because every one you turn in, they take a haircut. We don't know what that haircut is. So we're trying to get a baseline before we figure out what we need.
So we make sure we keep it.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any edits that need to be made to the meeting minutes for the past 3 months?
I'll follow you in February, but I think the attendees at least look
I changed those. I changed the attending floors. And then Eric made, and I don't know that you can tell, there's on April's, he made a couple of changes that are in there as well. I think he modified what you had. I'll ask for them, and I apologize if it wasn't on here, but I mean, that's why we weren't able to pass up.
Can we motion to approve them all in one motion, or does it need to be agreed?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that, so I'm assuming let's...
I know if we do it one at a time, there won't be a question.
Right, that's what I was going to suggest, just to be safe.
I like the way you're thinking.
Motion to approve February minutes.
I will second that.
Okay, call for the vote.
McGinn, yes.
Horner, yes.
Yes.
Wait, yes. Okay. How about the March minutes? Does anyone have anything for March?
I didn't have any concern with them.
Okay, call for motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes for March 15th.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, call for the vote.
McGinn, yes. Horner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Okay, and the April 19th minutes. Does anyone have any concerns with the April minutes?
No, I'll make a motion that we approve the April minutes.
Okay, do I have a second?
That.
Okay, call for the vote.
McGinn, yes. Horner, yes.
Need a vote here.
Bennett, yes.
Okay, wait, yes.
Double checking stuff here.
Okay, we'll move to item 15. Call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Okay, do we have a second?
I will second.
Call for the vote.
Again, yes. Horner, yes.
Bennett, yes.
Wait, yes. Motion passes.
Second question.
We just adjourned.
I know you did.
So now you'll get an unofficial answer.
Exactly what he was waiting for.
No.